Daniela, let's play Pardon the Gadfly.
Okay, question number one. We heard from some smart folks during our event this week on the future, relevance, and necessity of school boards in America. What do you guys think? Are school boards vital in the 21st century?
Are they, Mike?
Are they, Janie?
All
right, yeah. So this was the question. Look, this was kind of a wimpy question we asked. Are they vital in 21st century America? I mean, I think my original conception was something like, school boards, what are they good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again. Nice. Well done. I'm liking it. Are they vital? I mean, the big debate, you know, we're trying to raise this big question about governance and school governance. And look, you know, we look at things like this whole nature of local control, and we ask, is this still make sense right now in 21st century America? It had a very unique history in the United States. We're the only country in the world that does anything like this in terms of 15,000 local school boards. Is it time to think about something else? And most of the time, this gets phrased as maybe mayoral control versus school boards, or appointed boards versus elected boards. I'm willing to ask even more. Do we need local school districts at all? Or could we just have states run education? And that would likely mean the only way that's going to really work is if they provide a lot of school level autonomy, and there's less of a middleman in between.
Well, I think there are so many different options here. Like you said, there's having a state level entity. You could consolidate districts to all be county level districts. You could just eliminate, you know, school boards and districts completely. I don't think the problems that we're looking at, that, you know, we're relating back to the school board as, the school board's unnecessary, doesn't need to be there. I don't think they're necessarily problems with the school boards. I think they're problems with how they're set up. And so, yeah, changing to something like appointed rather than elected officials, so that members aren't beholden to unions, I think that would be an important step.
And the reason they're beholden to unions is that many members run with union endorsement,
exactly,
and union financial support.
Yeah, and we actually had the president, I believe, of the Montgomery County School Board here yesterday. And, you know, he sat there and said, of course, I'm not beholden to the union. You know, I'm an upstanding person. They might have supported me, but I don't feel the need to institute everything that they want me to. But as Checker pointed out, there's no way to measure that across the board. There's no way to guarantee that everyone won't be like that. You know, of course, there are some quality union board or school board members out there, but without the ability to make sure that no one is beholden to something like a teacher's union, mm-hmm, that's, you know, the kind of this perverse labor / you know, policy interaction, it just, I think they do need to, they definitely need to change at least to,
yeah,
appointed.
Well, I think at the very least, looking at the difference between a Montgomery County, Maryland, you know, mm-hmm, 140,000 kids, the county as a whole has more than 1 million residents, you know, versus Edison, New Jersey. We had Gene Maroff on the panel as well, and he's the president of the Edison, New Jersey School Board. They are considered a big school district in New Jersey because they serve 15,000 kids. Most of these school boards serve something like 1,500 kids.
And he actually pointed out that there are some school boards that serve no children,
yes,
because they actually don't have any schools in their district. They just send school, they're just in charge of sending children to other districts.
Right. So, you know, I think we have to, I mean, this provides an opportunity for us to study this, that says when people think about local control, if they're talking about, you know, real local, like in their town, you know, overseeing, you know, a couple elementary schools, the middle school and the high school, like that's one thing. We don't have local control then in Maryland, where it's countywide, in North Carolina, in Florida, and many other places where they have countywide systems. Those aren't all that local anymore. And does that make those schools any worse? Does it make the system work any better, any worse? Inquiring minds want to know.